believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? Time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. How are we doing, Mary Goulet?
Pretty good.
Well, very good. Awesome. Lovely to see you today. Richie Ote. What's up, babies?
Was that a lovely?
Lovely to see you. And we're rolling down the studio. And this is the show where we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. At whatisyourwhat.com. So definitely go out and check that out. Get yourself a copy. Forward it on to those who you know and love and could certainly benefit from discovering what their what is and sharing that unique gift with the world. All right. So here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we cover a lot of ground. And it got me thinking just because there's so many different ways that people think about what their what is as it relates to their life, as it relates to their career, as it relates to the intersection of business and so on. And so it really got me thinking about the question that I hear from a lot of people, which is, you know, look, if my what turns out to be that I want to do something that is more altruistic, something that doesn't have a lot of zeros on the end of it, how do I do it? Like, if I want to help provide clean drinking water to people in the remote outskirts of India, and those children who can't fend for themselves are those who I am most compelled to serve, how do I do that and still take care of my own needs, the roof over my head, the food in my belly, if you have children, taking care of your children as well? And so there are a lot of people who kind of get stuck between how do I do something that feels more fulfilling and doing something that puts food on the table and the roof over the head. So I wanted just to throw that out as a point of discussion, which is first and foremost, do you, Mary Goulet, let me start with you, do you think that the two are mutually exclusive? In other words, well, maybe you understand what I'm asking you.
Well, I think you're taking it from one extreme to the other. I think it's something that you grow into. And maybe you keep your day job and you get the fulfillment on the side being altruistic.
Mm-hmm.
And you let it build. It's hard unless you're wealthy, it's mm-hmm. hard to just go from 0 to 100 in India.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're in an interesting place right now.
Yeah.
Like just distribution, you know, back to almost, it's almost a version of New Media Minute with where I'm going to go with this, that you can't bank on it, but it can happen overnight. Mm-hmm. Easy. Like I'm
blanking. Bank on turning that altruistic endeavor.
So I'm blanking on his name right now and I'll think of it before, but the one cat that's he was doing for nonprofits, going around, Snapchatting in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
So he did it in like 100 days. I'll pull it up. Like 100 days, 50 states, all the states. And it just started as this feel-good thing for nonprofits, teaching them, like going in, teaching. I'm going to mess it up a little bit. But he's kind of like teaching nonprofits in each of those states how to use Snapchat, how to do it. And it kind of just became this viral little thing that people were like, whoa, that's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's in his car kind of mm-hmm. living, trying to do this whole thing. And now it's like, he's got a legit business, and he's
and his business is teaching people
doing this.
So teaching nonprofits specifically how to use Snapchat,
yeah, and all the different mediums. So mm-hmm. I mean, I'll look them up real quick, but it's not mutually exclusive in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I get what Mary's saying too. So it's like,
I don't think it's a mental process. That's what I mean. Going 0 to 100 with a mental process. I think you got to have some of the juice that kid had. This is something that makes me feel really good
mm-hmm.
doing. I'm going to do this. And then you get some grace and mercy that comes in and fuels that inspiration and something mm-hmm. takes off.
So let me ask you guys this then. On the and as you said, I think we're on the opposite. You know, it's like you've got, so to speak, you know, black and you've got white. Is there a gray area on this? I mean, what do you, as you look at then the people who are chasing what I call commodity-oriented opportunities, where basically they're doing something because the money is there.
Sure.
Is in your opinion, is there an issue with that? Like, in other words, should someone feel bad about not doing something from an altruistic perspective and not giving consideration to those that they are most compelled to serve, and simply see a need? Like, I mean, Richie, you talk about this a lot, you know, which is you don't have to find a product and then start. You find a particular segment of the population who you want to serve in some way, and then you find the products that serve them, right? And then that's how you do it. So, but there are people out there who are simply selling something because there's an opportunity to buy it for a dollar and sell it for $2. And
I think that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
If they have an ache inside to have something more fulfilling and meaningful in their life,
mm-hmm.
that ache will overcome these ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you have to quit your day job.
Mm-hmm. So, Richie, I mean, do you what's your take on then? Do you think it's okay for people simply to do something that provides them with, I don't want to call it a windfall, but with financial security, and not do something that adds value? I mean, like, if we look at the companies like, I don't know, Monsanto, and, you know, some of those villains, if you will, that we, you know, we've made these guys out to be just these horrible, no-hearted creatures who walk the earth sucking the, you know, the money out of the, it's just like, you know, it's like they're monsters, right? I mean, that's kind of how we make these people out to be. Is there anything wrong with taking that approach to life and to business? I mean,
are you asking if they should feel bad or they feel bad?
Should they feel bad about that? Should they feel like, you know, we're not doing enough to leverage the gifts that we've been given, and we're not really thinking about anyone other than themselves? Is there anything wrong with that approach?
It's interesting. I mean, there's some presuppositions in that,
mm-hmm.
right? That they're actually doing things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There could be things they might do better, but you know, I think a lot of things when we look back in history all look silly,
mm-hmm.
look stupid when we look back. Sometimes, what were we thinking? You know, and I think we'll look back now and say, you know, of course. Like, I think we're very, I don't want to go all woo-woo, but we're very theist right now. Like, I was talking to Wade about this. We're very, man is above animals and above world, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so we got different religions, too, doing different things. So it's like, oh, well, screw it. If this climate change, well, God's going to, you know, take us out anyway, you know, whatever, whatever, and we're going to go somewhere else. So who cares, right?
Yeah.
And so, but then there's a whole nother, like, humanist way of looking at stuff, right? So it's up to the individual.
So do we have...
I think sometimes you're ripping people off if you're not going for the money in certain cases, because mm-hmm. maybe... in some people's case, they need the money to get that message out. Other mm-hmm. people, they might not need the money to get mm-hmm. the message out. You know, it's...
Do we have a personal responsibility to take care of others and use the gifts that we have been given to improve the lives of others? Do you think we have...
I think so.
You do think so. What happens if you don't?
You'll know it, and you'll not feel good about it.
Well, remember my happiness thing. That's the last pillar, social responsibility.
Mm-hmm. What are the other pillars?
The last S.
Of happiness? So it's H-A-P-P-I-N. Yeah. That's health, a lot of pillars.
Health, attitude, prosperity, playtime, integrity, nourishing relationships, emotions, spirituality, and social responsibility.
Damn, that's good.
Social responsibility is the last one, but I look at it different. That's your ability to respond. It doesn't mean you have to respond.
But is it last because you have to have the other things in place before?
No, it just spells happiness.
It just spells happiness.
No, well, it's really the middle, integrity. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be yourself, the mm-hmm. I. That's what that is. And, mm-hmm. and so the health piece is just personal. the social responsibility piece is the world, mm-hmm. how we're all doing it together.
Mm-hmm. So to that end, if somebody is in one of these careers where they are focused on this commodity-driven opportunity, what do you recommend that they do, Mary, to begin sharing the gift that they have been given with the people that they are most compelled to serve in a more meaningful way? How can they get started?
You're assuming that they are aware that they have a gift they can give to someone in the form of some service. If they're doing it. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that we all have a gift for sure that we can give.
What's yours?
Mine is communicating. Right? I mean, okay. I think whether it's through writing or speaking or something, I mean, the overriding umbrella is communicating. And whether it's healing or entertaining or enrolling or protecting or whatever. I mean, if you look in the book, you'll find a number of choices there in terms of what that core gift is. But I do think everybody's got a core gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I think what happens if they're in the commodity mindset, which mm-hmm. is fine. We all have to pay our bills and take care of our family.
Yeah.
It really comes down to at what stage in your life, if it's 20 years old or 60 years old, are you compelled to say, I got to focus on this and be of service to others with my gift for communicating.
No one cares about the money in their bank when they're dying, bottom line.
Yeah, well, all right, then there you have it. So I think it all does really start then with that look in the mirror and say, am I doing this in a way where I'm just simply chasing this commodity-oriented opportunity? Or am I doing something that is truly fulfilling for me and for others? All right, guys, something to think about here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio, and grab the book for free.
Let's do both.
WhatIsYourWhat.com. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you guys next time. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.